We're going to share together in a, oh yeah, we've got up, that's great, in a scripture reading. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn to them, it's Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let's pray for a moment. Father God, we thank you for this moment, this morning, here today. You are here present with us. We thank you for your word. And we pray, Lord, that as we just consider this story once again for us today, it will become alive and real, just as you are alive and real. We ask that you would speak into our hearts as we listen to your voice, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, who woke up with one of these this morning? Put your hands up. Yes. Part of our great Christmas tradition. Well, it's not a trick question, but how did you know it was yours? Your stocking has got your name on it. That's really important, isn't it? That's really, really important. Names are really important. I mean, you know, if we'd got the names mixed up on the presents, you know, in our house, I could have ended up with a pair of hair straighteners. I've always wondered about that. I wonder if you could actually cook bacon with them. It's the only use I'll get out of it. But names are important, aren't they? Really, really important. Your name identifies you. It has meaning, right? When we were away at the beginning of the year, we went to Zimbabwe. And we came across different people there. And they've really got some interesting names, true names that have actually been given to these people. And the first person that I met after I got out of the car, arrived at the place that I was staying, was a man called Knowledge. And he was a gardener. So Knowledge cuts grass. Who knew that? And we also met Hurricane. It was a whirlwind meeting. Sorry, had to get it in there. I've been practicing. And we actually heard about somebody whose name was Ambulance. I thought they were taking us for a ride. Come on. I'm serious, I'm not making these up. Okay, there's literally somebody called Ambulance. And there were the pastor's children. Praise and worship. Yeah, I'm serious. Thank you. But then we also heard about one person whose name was Mistake. I wasn't supposed to be laughing. That's got the biggest laugh. And that was somebody actually called their child Mistake. Wow. Imagine hearing that as your name as a child. Then coming into an understanding of what that actually meant. Wow. And then having to live your life with that name. There's power in a name, isn't there? But of course, we live in an age and a culture that understands this principle perhaps more than any other in the history of mankind. I grew up in an era when the only name that appeared on your trainers was the one that your mother wrote so that you wouldn't lose your shoes at school. But now, the power of the name on the shoe seems to determine its value the most. Sure, the name could associate with something more, quality, style, comfort. But more often, it's about kudos. It's about reputation. It's about recognition. Recognition that it gives us with others. Why else would you wear the label on the outside? We want people to know that we're wearing Armani or Gucci or Ralph Lauren or George. But this... come on, it's a value. Bang for your buck. But this, I mean, it doesn't happen in every case. But I wonder, rather than wearing the shoe or the shirt because we actually like it, because it's comfortable or we like the color of it, we're actually wearing it so that we will be noticed and that somebody will think that we're cool, that somebody else might admire us for what we're wearing. If not consciously, maybe subconsciously, maybe it gives us a little bit of a lift. But maybe what we're actually doing is using the power of association with somebody else's name to supplement our own sense of inadequacy. Maybe we don't think we're up to much. Maybe on our own. Maybe we don't feel that we're appealing or that we're cool. But when it comes down to it, we all want to be noticed. We all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted. And maybe some of us actually want to be worshipped. Am I right, boys? I'm sorry. But names are important. And they're important in this Christmas story. And if you came along to our nativity on the 16th of December, which was a live water feature, as much as it was a play, you would have heard the story of the naming of John and the naming of Jesus. Names not chosen, but given by God through his angelic messenger to the parents of these children. God wanted to be sure that the parents would understand the significance of these children. And he wanted their names to reflect that. Something of that significance was caught up in the names that God sent with Gabriel. John means God is gracious. And when you think of John's ministry as one who called people to repent and to turn their lives around and receive God's forgiveness and grace, symbolized through baptism, then you start to understand how the grace of God was upon his life and how it reflected in the things that he did. That's even before we come to Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 and Luke chapter 1 verse 31 tells of how Gabriel appeared to Mary and to Joseph, and he told them that the baby that they were going to have was to be called Jesus, or in Hebrew Yeshua, which means deliverer, rescuer. Why? We read it. Because he was going to save and rescue people from their sins. The name said it all. And he became what that name meant. When Jesus died on the cross, he did so to enable us to receive the complete forgiveness of God for the things that we've done wrong. Past, present, and future. Through him, we can know the peace with God and we gain our true identity. God can begin to be revealed. He rescues us from a life without God. He delivers us from the effects of sin on our soul. Shame, guilt, fear, bitterness, unforgiveness, rage, hate, lies, hopelessness, despair. He is the restorer and the Redeemer. And this act of grace and love that Jesus came to reveal, it was who he was. It was the nature of his character. It's what his name became associated with. God so loved the world that he, the Father, gave and sent his only Son so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And when people began to associate themselves with him, they began to experience incredible transformation. The sick were healed. The possessed were liberated. The blind regained sight. The liars started to walk in the truth. The adulterers were restored. The skeptics believed. The dead were raised to life. And from generation to generation, this has continued to be the case. This has been the witness and the testimony of those who have risked being ridiculed by the world to say that they believe in him, they associate with him. It is true today. As true as it was when these stories were first recorded and retold. Naomi has done a fantastic job leading us through this Advent season by looking at the name of Jesus and discovering the value that we gain through associating with his name. Now, the guys in the front, okay, you're not allowed to answer these questions, okay, but we need to understand whether or not people were listening, okay? So here's the question. Remember, the name Jesus, what was the first letter associated with? Front line, you can't, because you can see it. Joy. Thank you very much. Yes, we were reminded, both by Naomi and Steve last week, that there is joy from associating with Jesus. Joy that strengthens our souls. E. Emmanuel, yes. God with us. Jesus descended from heaven to be present for us and became the way to the Father, then ascended into heaven so that the Holy Spirit could come, that we might be assured of God's abiding, continued presence. He is present with us today. S. Oh. Trigger happy. Yes. As I said, he has saved us, rescued us from the effects of sin and life without God. You? Unity, yes. We're not only adopted into this mysterious connection with God that affords us a place of intimacy with him, but it also joins us together as a family. And it's wonderful to have our friends from Stanwell Road with us, as much as it is to everybody else who doesn't normally come here. In him, as we come to worship today, we find a place of unity. We are family in him. He has adopted us. And S. Oh, I've done it again. That's right. In Revelation 22, Naomi told us on Sunday, Jesus is referred to as the morning star. It was a star that led the shepherds and the wise men to the presence of God. A light in the darkest place. Hope that appears in the darkness gives light. All of which are true for us. All of these things are true for each and every one of us here this morning. Through our relationship with God, we can gain wisdom and help in times of difficulty and receive insight and help when all other help has vanished. This has been a really helpful guide for our Advent season. Thank you, Naomi, for preparing it for us. We bless you for that. But the truth is, we could have spent every day through Advent looking at one of the names and the meanings of Jesus as described in the scriptures, and we still would have only scratched the surface. One study that I looked at had 465 individual references. The point is, in comparison to Gucci, to Versace or Nike or Armani. There's a much better name that you could be associating with today. A name that helps us access wisdom, understanding, peace, love, joy, hope, gentleness, kindness, affirmation, healing, purity, holiness, value, comfort, safety, rest, perseverance, patience, faithfulness, truth, loyalty, companionship, honesty, encouragement, beauty, innocence, creativity, security, forgiveness, honor, nobility, majesty, authority, power, salvation, renewal, restoration, deliverance, vision, purpose, and freedom. I don't know any other name that offers you that. I don't know any other package that offers you that. Certainly not for free, at least. And I'm not sure that there's enough money in all the world to procure these things. And well, even if there was, it wouldn't last into eternity. And it wouldn't care for the immortality of the soul. Not even Elon Musk has been there. The reality is that when we associate with the world, we pick up the labels of the world too. Not just on our clothes, but on our very souls. We've mentioned some: shame, guilt, hopelessness. We allow the labels that others give us stick to us. Not good enough. Disappointment. Ugly. Weird. Awkward. Different. Hopeless. Useless. Stupid. Worthless. Mistake. Well, the good news this morning is that there's a name for you that you may not even know that God has already given you. In Revelations chapter 2, verse 17, and chapter 3, verse 12, it says this: "And I will give him a new name